Hey everyone, welcome back to another 31 Minute Podcast. This is a solo episode, well, sort of anyway, Jackson.
Hello everyone.
Hello. Jackson might chime in if he's got some questions, or if I go off track a little bit and start to waffle on too much, he might just jump in and say, hey, bring it back to the centre, Dad.
Yep.
A lot of questions we get about recently are about health and what I do here and what I do there. And I guess people ask me because, well, a couple of reasons. I've spent a long time understanding it, and whether it's gut health, whether it's in the gym, whether it's balancing it, health and work, you know, I've got a good perspective on that sort of stuff. And I'm just trying to find the question from yesterday, Arvo, Jack. There was one from Yash. He said, how do I design each part of the day, the takeoff, landing, be it cruising at altitude? Let's talk about all of that. But also I want to dive a little deeper into my gut health system. Not just my gut health system, the Matt Steinwade health system. Yeah, so what do you reckon, Jack?
It's pretty full on. It's like taking a long time for you to get there as well.
Yeah,
the Matt Steinwade health system used to be Kruskets and peas and rice and Vegemite.
Yeah, I used to think lean was healthy. That's not true.
No.
So, if we start there. So when I was surfing, I was like, there's this thing, you got to ride the thinnest board to be the best surfer, when I was in the older days.
Mm.
And so I'd be like, just eating eggs and Weet-Bix. That's all I used to eat. So I can just, and I looked terrible. I looked awful.
Well, yesterday when I was at Nan's house, they were watching old like YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going, wow, look at your dad back then. I'm like, yeah. You looked very grey, skinny.
Yeah.
Like your face was very skinny too.
Yeah, it was.
Was that how you wanted to look?
Well, I just wanted to surf really well.
Yeah, right.
So I sort of pick a goal and apply myself for it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about from 43 when I sort of was like, 43, 44. And I was like, I wasn't feeling very healthy. Even though I was lean, and sometimes people think lean is healthy, and it's not really at all. But it's because you need fat. One thing I've really learned is you need fat. So we'll talk about that a bit later, where I'm up to now, because I think I've found a good combination between remaining healthy, having energy, and like staying reasonable. Like in a parameter.
Well, I think it's very important, like especially for people coming up to your age. That's I reckon 80% of men, like most of my mates' dads that I've talked to, they're all like asking about TRT and what they should do and they need to eat right, because I think a lot of people feel run down, like they're getting fat and don't really know what to do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So if we talk about my protocol now, let's get straight to that so people can sort of not have to labour over a whole long story and get bored. So if we talk about, I wake up, let's go to sleep first. So sleep is the number one thing that you should focus on. Sleep overrides everything. If you don't have enough sleep, you're not going to perform properly, and you're going to feel a bit like, it's a little bit like taking a brick out of a house each day. You just take one brick out, one brick out, one brick. It's going to fall down after a while. Mm. So if you don't have enough sleep, and even if it's like half an hour that you're getting up a bit earlier than you should, that's like taking a brick out. At some point in time, you're going to be depleted. And I know what it feels like to be burnt out and trying to perform at the same time. So in the day, you've got this energy tank. And this energy tank is what you perform with. That energy tank is not so much just when you sleep, and then you wake up and it's like, oh, it's refueled the energy. What that energy tank is yes, there's a recharge perspective for sure, sleep, but you've also got to feed the motors in your body. So your microbiome is, like I've said before in other videos, it's like bacteria. It's a garden in your stomach. That garden in your stomach feeds your mitochondria. Your mitochondria is in your cells. Every cell in your body, I don't know the number exactly. Mick the Pod Man has told me.
It was billions,
number
wasn't
of times. Yeah, no. It's like 320,000.
Right.
I think that's right. Might be the wrong number. It's around that. 320,000 nanomotors in each cell. And a nanomotor runs at like 9,000 RPM. Like they're running at super high speed. It's like driving your car on red line all day, every day.
Mm.
Now, unless you feed them properly, your body's not going to have the motors running correctly. So that's a part I want you to think about. So let's go back to sleep. And I'll talk more about that, right? Because that's why I focus on gut health so much. So your sleep, you have to understand what's your baseline of sleep. So mine is 8:30 till about 4:30. That's around where my optimum sleep is. But sometimes I might sleep till 5 and sometimes I might sleep till 4. Daylight savings just finished yesterday.
Mm.
Yesterday, I woke up at 3 in the morning on my clock and I'm like, oh, I feel so awake. Yeah. What the hell? I'm so early. Because I can wake up a bit either side of my usual wake-up time and know if I'm in alignment or not. So I know if I'm in energetic alignment and I will not get out of bed until I am. So this morning, I woke up at 3:21. I was okay. Like I was like, yep. But then I was... You know what I measure it on? The timing of myself. So the other day I got up in the morning, dropped a water bottle. So because I hydrate first. I dropped the water bottle. I did something else. Might have went to pick up a fork out of, or spoon out of the drawer. And I just wasn't quite in sync.
Mm.
I went back to bed.
Yeah, right.
I went back to bed because I could tell I wasn't fully aligned with the energy of the day.
Mm.
Not everyone's going to do that because I'm probably more sensitive to how I'm feeling because I've really practiced energy alignment for so long and I put energy alignment over most things. So it's like most people would get up and just push through the day, whereas I don't. Like I'm like, how am I feeling? That first window of the day is where all my sensory things happen. I'm like, am I in alignment or not? If I'm not, I'll stay in bed for half an hour. And I'll just, you know, I wear a CPAP mask and I'll put that back on and just either lay there and sort of half doze off or I'll just fully go back to sleep for half an hour and my body will naturally wake up.
Mm.
And then I'll be asleep. So that, I see sleep as, yes, a reset, a hormone reset, an energy reset. I get excited about sleep because I've got the room on 18 degrees
mm-hmm.
in air conditioning. 18 degrees is optimum temperature to yep. sleep in. The bed's all really good. Everything's really good about it. CPAP mask on and off I go to sleep. 8:30 is it. 9 o'clock latest. Anything after that, my whole routine is, not routine, my whole energy alignment has got to be pushed down the next morning and I won't get out of bed till later. So that's where I like to operate. So I get up, then I hydrate and then I take this glutamine thing, water, lemon juice and this herbal immunity booster that Tommy makes.
Mm.
That's what I do first.
Yeah.
Then I go to breathing, Wim Hof beginner thing on YouTube, 3 rounds, easy to do. I still struggle with it, like holding my breath for as long, so I've got work to do. I've been doing it for a while. Do that, straight in the ice bath, 6 minutes, and put my head under for, say, 1 minute, twice, like 10 seconds, and then I do it for 40 or 50 seconds after that. So two head unders. Get out. I do the Wim Hof warm-up. So you just go, ooh, wah, yeah, ooh, wah, yeah. Do that. 30 seconds. Straight into the red light bed. It warms me up, but it's also like 30 minutes of red light treatment. The red light treatment helps with collagen, skin repair. The red light apparently goes down to your organs, cellular rejuvenation, all that sort of stuff. And then onto the cardio for 25 to 30 minutes on the Stairmaster. Then I make a Tommy Glow Juice, which is for your skin. So it's got carrot, beetroot, turmeric, ginger, celery. Then I have a bath just for a few minutes. Shower, get ready, straight into the pods. After that, Mick the Podman makes them. If you don't know about the pods, it's a whole other thing. I'm going to get Mick the Podman on a podcast pretty soon. Straight onto the pods. Take my vitamins. There's about 10 of them. Give it 30 minutes. Then I'll eat breakfast. And I'll eat a Tommy meal plan breakfast. I pretty much stick to Tommy's meal plan all the way through the day. So that's my morning routine. So most people might say, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing all of that. And you might not want to. But it depends on how deep you want to go into this thing. You might want to make sure, and you've got to modify it for yourself, time and a season. You might just want to be getting enough sleep, doing a cold shower and having some breathing. That's all you might want to do for a while. And that's what I did. Remember, Jack, when we used to do the ice bath?
I do.
You know, and we used to, a few years ago, and I think you did it a few times and you stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I did it a few times and I'd stop and then I'd start again. And then and until now, it's like a part of me. So it takes a while to build that. For one, you got to know what you're shooting for. But two, what are you prepared to do as well? A lot of people might not like that. Like, I don't drink coffee, but other people love drinking coffee in the mornings. I would never touch a coffee in the morning because it restricts the blood flow to your brain. But other people love it, and that's your thing. So you might just want to design it the way that you really, really enjoy it. I love the morning routine so much. It takes my frequency to a different place. It sets me up for the day, sets the tone, gets me totally, what would you call it, invigorated. And then when I get into the day, I'm already at sixth gear. Like, I'm already feeling like I want to burst out of my skin. That's what I'm shooting for. But on top of that, the health outcome later, you know, later in life is really what it's all about. So I'm designing myself for the next few years. Then in the day, like, that's the takeoff. I talk about the takeoff period. So if we're talking about a plane analogy, there's all this thrust goes into the takeoff and everyone's like, shoo, whoa, and you hear the kids on the plane go, whoa, whoa, and then they get up into the sky and then it's just cruising. So that's a bit like your day. And in the day, you've just got to prepare for chaos. So at work, you might want to do, you know, same thing, a few key appointments like that you don't move, and it might be prospecting, it might be, you know, your other appointments in the day. I know how many appointments, I sort of can do about 3 high-quality appointments a day, and then, you know, my team does a lot. And then I've got to be there for morning meetings and things like this. But food is a bit like sleep in my world. So it's like food, I plan out the day where I can eat these meals, because every meal I make myself and every meal has certain ingredients, so I perform at optimum. So I'm feeding the garden every day in a way that's going to power up my mitochondria. So it's not just about having a morning routine. That's part of it. It's not just about having enough sleep. That's part of it. But it's about maintaining this energy level through the day that's going to get you to 4 o'clock, since I train in the afternoons now, that's going to get you to 4 o'clock and still have as much energy as 8 o'clock. That's been my quest. Because I used to take a couple of naps in the day. I used to be half exhausted. I used to feel like I was just running on vapors. I never want to do that again. There's no need for it. So you've got to understand what you're going to eat. You've got to understand how you're going to hydrate yourself, where you're going to spend your time. Because if you do something that you really want to do, you're pumped. You know, you're absolutely pumped. When you're doing stuff you don't want to do, that's when your energy gets drained. So if you're going to a job that you just can't stand, well, you're either going to have to find alignment with that somehow or potentially find something else, because I genuinely like what I do. And then I look forward to training in the afternoon. So there's all these moments in time through the day. And on top of that, Jack, I just really love eating those meals. Mm. I love eating the gut health meals. I look at it and I'm like, that's just feeding the garden inside of me. And the benefits are... The benefits are you look better, you feel better, you operate better, longevity, all of these sorts of things. So I get so pumped about building it brick by brick the other way, building the house with the brick, not taking it away. So every time in my world, I used to drink caffeine every day. So did you, Jack. We used to drink pre-workout drinks, we used to drink energy drinks. That's taking a brick out of your success structure, because it's about trying to stay within a parameter every day, not these highs and lows. When you've got a high and low, so when you have a stimulant, there is a downside to that, then you've got to manage it in the day. That's why I'll never touch caffeine again. That's why I'll never drink again, because I don't want to manage the up and the down. Sure, the up feels good for 5 minutes, but it's not giving you energy. It's actually just blocking your tiredness. That's all it is. There's not energy in it. You get energy from mitochondria powering. That doesn't power your mitochondria at all. Caffeine is like a Band-Aid. You know, and if you really want optimum energy, look at what you're consuming. So look at your sleep, then look at what you're consuming, and look at the pattern of when you're eating, what you're eating, the ability to have the right snack. So I'll only snack on either a pod or I'll snack on a Tommy's protein powder. I don't have any other snacks. I literally eat nothing else apart from that now. And the benefits of that are steadiness, energy steadiness, and focus like nothing else, clarity like nothing else. But it's taken a while to get there. So during the day, you've got to understand, when are you prepared to spend half an hour and eat the best meal you physically can in the middle of the day? What snacks are you going to take with you? So like you take the protein shake, you take the waters with you, you might take a carrot or some carrots or celery or something like that. And then through the day, so you're not eating for convenience. When you eat for convenience, your body's got to process it, and that's going to slow you down. So that's during the day. And then when you get home, after I train, so I train, I do one body part a day. People quite often write in and say, can you send me your gym workouts? Well, I just do one a day. So Monday's chest, Tuesday's back, Wednesday's hamstrings, Thursday's arms, Friday's shoulders, Saturday's traps, Sunday's legs. That's it. That's all I do all the way along. I do abs every day apart from leg day. And I do cardio in the morning. I'm happy with that. That's all I need to do. But the intensity of when you train is the key. So you can go in and train, or you can go in and train to failure and beyond, and it's a two totally different training sessions. So I'm more focused on intensity than I do doing heaps of, you know, body parts or spending heaps of time in there. I want to get out of there by 45 minutes if I can. Sometimes a bit quicker. If I haven't got much time, I just do 30 seconds break between each set, and I just get out of there. You know, that's just, I don't want to hang around the factory too long. Then you come home, because I've got a newborn as well. So summer, we've got a six-month-old. Tara wants a bit of time. The other kids do. You know, you don't really this now, Jack. You're a man. But, you know, everything needs time. Then I get home, have dinner with Tara, or she's eaten, or I hang out with her for a little bit. And then the nighttime routine kicks in. And that's a sauna for 25 to 28 minutes. I just like that time frame. I was struggling to get to 20 properly before, but now I'm acclimated a bit to the heat. I enjoy it. I look forward to it. Then I'll have an ice bath straight after. I cool down for a few minutes, then straight after for about 2 to 3 minutes. Then I'll get out of there. I'll either just hang out with Tara, put some pajama pants on, hang out with Tara for a while, chat about things or whatever, and look at summer, muck around with summer, do stuff, and then have a bath and go to bed. And the reason I have a bath, I don't know if you know this, Jack, but a hot bath up to your shoulders, which is a bit hard for me because the bath's deep, but not that deep. But I have it up to my chest, very hot. That has the same... So Rhonda Patrick, she's done a PhD in saunas. That has the same heat shock protein benefit as a sauna. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. So that's why I do that at night. So if you can stay in there for 10 to 20 minutes, hot, real quite hot, that has the same benefit as heat shock protein. I like going to bed after that hot vibe, you know, that hot thing, because you just sleep better. So all of those things in the day add to optimum energy, optimum focus, but also longer-term health benefits. That's why I really say don't put things in there that don't belong there, because you've got to deal with them along the way. I'd rather not do them than do them for 2 seconds of enjoyment, like whatever it may be, you know, a beer, a burger, a this or that, then deal with it. I'd rather steer away from it and stay on this path. So let me say a couple of things here. Is it boring? Not to me, it's not. Is it boring to Tara? Yeah, it is. She just thinks it's like boring as all hell. If I lived on my own, you know, I'd probably just live in the sauna. So I enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
But I don't. So the reality is you need to give time to different things. So it's something that you might want to modify to where your life is up now. Tara's very understanding. You know, she likes just a date night a week, which we don't always do, but I'm going to try and do that. And she likes doing stuff on a Sunday. So I've got to be mindful of that. Summer needs time. She's a newborn. And, you know, I try and engage as much as I can. But I still have a large business. I still list and sell real estate every day. All of these things take demands. But if you're not operating at full capacity, full potential, you're going to struggle. You're going to find, you're going to experience disconnection, depletion. Where do you get to recharge? You know, people are more interested in charging their car or their phone these days than there are their bodies. And that's the way I saw it. And I wanted to look better. I wanted to, as I got older, I wanted to maintain, not look younger, maintain. I wanted to maintain the best version of that I could. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be any younger because I didn't know much then. I like where I'm at now. So how do I be the best version? And I think there's something about naturally aging but maintaining. I think there's something about that. Like there's that 72-year-old lady on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen her. She's 72. She looks amazing.
I have seen her, yeah.
Amazing. You know, she looks incredible. And she says, don't put anything dead in your body. So she talks about eating vibrant food, eating things that are alive, fruits, berries, vegetables, things. That's what I do. I don't eat red meat now. I eat fish. That's about all. I don't eat chicken. I just eat Tommy's meal plan. I eat the pods and fish. That's it. Eggs. I eat eggs. I don't know if they're dead or alive. They're sort of not really either or yet. So, but, you know, I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. But I do think that your stomach, since doing this, I've lost most of the water that I was carrying. We'll talk testosterone. You know, we do take, people ask all the time, they say things, comments. Testosterone has been important. I think once you get over 40, you really got to start to look at your testosterone levels. I get my bloods done every probably 4 months, and then I get them looked at by Dr. Green, he's my GP, Tommy and Mick. They all look at my bloods and work out what my diet needs, what the pods need changing, the ingredients. Dr. Green has... He looks at it to see if there's anything else that needs attention there. Between all three of them, I get to really understand what the dashboard of my body is doing. Don't just start taking testosterone because, well, if you want to be a bodybuilder, go do that. But if it's for health, you've got to understand that first. I had a friend ring me the other day and he said, I really want to get on, you know, testosterone replacement. I said, get your bloods done. Talk to someone who knows what they're talking about. Then you can get it. There's sports doctors that, you know, they prescribe different levels of it, so they can match it with what your blood levels are doing. Same as your diet, same as all of that. Your bloods are like, they call it the river of life, and it's the dashboard for what's going on inside of you. That's where to start with this. There's so much information out there, and it's all overwhelming a little bit, but what I would highly recommend as part of this podcast is start small. So if ice bathing interests you, get a chest freezer, $700 or $800 from Bing Lee, and then put some ice in it. Put a timer on it so it runs an hour and a half in the morning, hour and a half of the night. That stays so it doesn't turn into a big frozen block. Put some Epsom salts in it and put some hydrogen peroxide in there, food grade, and that will keep it like that. And just start doing that. Add that to your morning protocol and your night protocol and just see if you stick at it for a while. If you really love it over time, that becomes a part of you and then you can add something else. Don't just go off and try and do it all at once, just a little bit by little bit. You might just want to start with the perfect sleep structure. That's a good place to start as well. If that's the most important thing, I would say focus on or learn what your optimum sleep window looks like, then have a wind down routine and then learn to get up and be in alignment with the energy that's going on around you. And just that alone will send you into a whole different place because you'll feel great, you'll look alive, you'll be radiating with energy and you'll feel what that feeling of alignment is. And once you do that, you become more sensitive to it and then you start adapting it to the rest of your life. Slow and steady, feel your way through it, energy alignment, then you'll start to crack the code and you'll be addicted to it and won't stop wanting to learn and adding things and learning and adding things because there's so much information out there. But once you do it, you'll never stop.